2025 marks the 25th anniversary of UNB's Renaissance College, which recently changed its name to the School of Leadership Studies. To commemorate a quarter century of this experimental and interdisciplinary degree program, a committee of alumni is planning two events, both scheduled for UNB's reunion weekend from June 12th to 15th. First, the alumni committee is hosting a Soups On event, continuing a long-standing Renaissance College tradition. Here's the School of Leadership Studies Experiential Education Coordinator, Kendall Katitz.
So Soups On is a weekly activity where the students, not the staff and faculty, pick a recipe, go get the ingredients, make the soup, clean it up, serve it to the entire community once a week. So they're divided into teams and they set up their own leadership structure, they set up their own tasks, and it's one way of A, building leadership, and B, building community. So all students do that during their time here, during their whole time here.
The committee specifically opted for the Soups On as one of their anniversary activities because of the connections it fosters and its ubiquity with the Renaissance College experience.
What the alumni want, what the committee wants to see represented is so reflective of what Renaissance College is. You know, in their first year, they have to be convinced to a degree that participating in the Soups On process is a good thing. And by the time they leave, they become the advocates to say, we need to do that, right? So they're holding on to these things that are time-tested traditions, and different traditions can come and go, but these are really core and central to the long-term life of, you know, of Renaissance College's history. And I think that's the cool thing, is that they're saying, we want to be here and we want to do these things together because that really feels meaningful for us.
In fact, the Soups On program is so central to the Renaissance College alumni identity that some are trying to immortalize it in a more definitive form.
One of the committee members also wants to put together what they call a Soups On book. But the Soups On book is half about the recipes that people have used over the years or favorite recipes now, and half the stories that went along. Because you can imagine getting a random group of students together, even though they're all in the same faculty, and saying, you need to do this thing together. Well, there's some good stories that come out of that. You know, it doesn't always go as planned, personality-wise or logistics-wise. So someone's going to be collecting some stories for that and putting a book together over the course of the next year.
The alumni committee is also planning a coffee house, which is a similarly tried and tested Renaissance College tradition.
The Renaissance College Society, the Student Society, organizes their own coffee houses once a semester where they'll bring people down from up on campus and people will be here and they'll write their own songs, they'll do spoken word, they'll do, you know, covers, all kinds of things, and they've got different ways that they express themselves creatively. So again, that's a long-standing tradition that the students self-organize, they self-put on these events, and they said, our 25th should be another example of that, of showcasing alumni. And where are they at now? What kind of a band are they playing in? What kind of this? Maybe some of our former staff and faculty will want to come back and play a song as well, because they're also invited to perform.
Finally, Kendall teased a possible third addition to the 25th anniversary festivities that's currently in the works.
The biggest response we've actually got so far in our postings has been, is there going to be swag? Because I don't think there's been any targeted effort for specific swag for alumni in our history yet. The Student Society, RCS, often puts out swag every year. Again, designed by the students, ordered by the students, purchased by the students. But our alumni have said, this has never happened before. So I actually was on the phone with one of the suppliers this morning, and I'm going to put it out to the committee to say, hey, does someone on the committee want to own this? I've got some of the details now. Do you want to run with it? So we know there's definitely some building excitement.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.